Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
All right, 9:15. Your high is going to be about 54 degrees. We got 50 tomorrow.
It is. We're done with Halloween. Now we can talk about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we can. We have a huge event that we want everyone to be a part of. We're going to be part of it. You can get all the details at channel94.com. This is a bigger event than you've ever seen in Omaha.
Question is, when was the last time you did something on New Year's Eve? I mean, base level question for a lot of people. When was the last time you really did something on New Year's Eve? I'm not just talking about going out, going to a bar. Like, when was the last time you had a New Year's Eve bash? Like, a legit
bash.
That's the goal here. So we got linked up with this group, and they really want to blow the doors off it.
Yeah.
In fact, the term they use is to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
To the nines. Going off, doing something that you haven't experienced in Omaha before on New Year's Eve. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bringing in a legit Vegas club DJ, red carpet experience, limos, hotels, food and drink off the hook. It's not just show up and you make your own fun. It's like you just show up and they're going to come at you.
That's it. It's if you ever imagined, or maybe a lot of people out there have been to an experienced the Vegas nightlife club-esque type deal where they have the DJ and the party like that. This is what it's going to be.
Up the next morning, you're asleep on a rooftop.
And you got to check for limbs.
There's stitches in your side.
Yeah.
One of your organs is gone.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. All right, so you can go to channel94.com and get details. We'll just link you right over there, or you can just go to newyearseveomaha.com. Of course, with the prices and everything, they have a price list and everything on there. It includes all alcohol and food as well. And it's going to be top-notch. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
All included.
Yeah, because I've been to Vegas a few times for New Year's Eve. And it's going to be nice to actually have something here on that level, if not bigger, just a main stage like that without having to leave. And it even includes, there's packages for hotel rooms as well. So you don't have to do anything. You can just get dressed, grab your date, whoever. There's different sizes. You can buy tickets for yourself. You can buy them for four. You can buy them for 20. I mean, whatever you want to do. But we want everybody to, take advantage and have a good time and have a blast on New Year's Eve and be safe, of course.
Downtown by it's the Downtown Club, which is where the fashion show is, Omaha Fashion Week, all that stuff, just basically north of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what? Just northwest of TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. So New Year's Eve, man.
Ring it in style.
Molly, are you impressed or no?
No, I think it sounds amazing. All those all-inclusive where you don't have to like go and worry about bar hopping and it's all in one place and you don't have to worry about cracking your wallet because you've already covered the deal and you can just enjoy and relax for the night and dress up. That's a good night out.
Yeah. Women saying, when was the last time they danced? When was the last time they got to dress up? We've heard a lot of women say, man, there's not enough excuses to really dress up, like knock it out.
This is it.
And then some good dancing. Instead of Molly falling asleep at 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve again.
I know, with a cat in her
8 p.m.? Boy, you've really overshot.
Cat in hand.
Mm-hmm.
two cats asleep on Molly.
Yeah, in her moo-moo.
They're each wearing party hats.
In your moo-moo.
It's like you have a window into my home.
Yeah. They think it's a drape, but really it's a... her bloomer she threw off and landed on the window, and it looks like covering the whole picture window. You know what I mean?
Lashing out. I am not that woman yet. Peter's still very much alive.
I am that woman.
So we don't know. We don't know if this thing will sell out.
We want it to.
But that's the goal, because they want the right size crowd and we want it to be fun and off the hook. So
Hey,
check it out online. If it seems intriguing,
yeah.
You might want to lock in tickets now.
You bet. They have cabanas also. And I just want to say this. If you're a company, I mean, just a company that wants to do something fun, something big for your clients or whatever the case is, they have cabanas also. And again, that includes food and liquor and all that stuff. So just go to channel94.com again for the click, the link, all the details right there. It's pretty sweet.
The website directly is newyearseveomaha.com.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You feel that.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
I got stuck on The Notebook last night. Did you run by that?
No, on cable?
It was on cable.
What's her name? Rachel McAdams?
Yes. Oh,
man.
It's good. You really go. I don't think the sweet Wileen, the girlfriend, has seen it in a while, but we sat and just kind of put something else on to lighten the mood a little bit. And mm-hmm. then it came down to changing the channel. And she kind of said, you don't change the channel. On the
when
notebook.
The Notebook, right?
I mean, she's not wrong.
Sports movie. It's like sports movies and guys.
Yeah,
like if Bull Durham or Tin Cup is on, you're like, nope, we're sitting down,
sitting watching old thing.
Hold my calls for the next 40 minutes. I'm sure The Notebook is like that for ladies. You know what's funny in that movie? When the movie first came out, I hated who's the good looking other guy.
James Marsden. That's the guy that was in the bodysuit, right? The guy was hitting on her first or something. The other guy.
Isn't it James Marsden?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't.
But I'm with you. I don't like him.
I gotta be honest. I've probably seen The Notebook once, and it was like a million years ago when it first came out on cable. Like, I didn't see it in the theaters or anything, but I remember it coming out on cable. I mean,
I wrote you every day.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that famous, you could never watch the movie and still know that line.
So James Marsden is the cowboy who's constantly dying in Westworld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really cute.
He was in
I like him in other movies now. Yeah, I like him in movies now. But when I first saw The Notebook, I'd never seen that dude in any other movie. And I was like hating on this guy because I thought it was over the top casting.
Jeff, it was.
Because he's like a really good looking guy.
Right,
and you're like, well, good luck with that. You leave your girlfriend, you go off to war, and that's who she's hanging out with. And you, like, I thought it was bad casting in the movie because you're like, well, how could we blame Rachel McAdams? It's like, you know, it's this really good looking dude.
Yeah.
I thought the movie would have been better. But see, this is why I'm not good at making romantic movies.
Uh-huh.
If he was more of a normal looking guy.
Yeah, he's not. Even when, all right, there's a moment when, then this is actually when I turned it on because Wileen was on her way home. I turned it on, and he was laying in a hospital bed with a full body cast and looked hot.
Like, Molly, was there ever a moment in your life where you had two guys? You had a Ryan Gosling-looking dude and a James Marsden?
Yes.
Oh, really?
She's such a liar.
Look at her.
One wasn't, I would say
No,
I would say one was like a Ryan Gosling, and then the other, he wasn't a James Marsden kind of character. I'm trying to think like who he looked like. He was more of a regular looking guy, but there were like two handsome suitors at one point.
And they wanted to be with you?
Yes, surprisingly, people do enjoy my company. I know that's very difficult for you to understand.
You're making it sound worse than I presented that. I was asking, so they wanted to be with you?
Well, I felt really bad because neither of them asked if I was dating anybody else and I didn't offer it up. And then one of them saw the other guy driving my car.
Oh, you were too tiny.
Nobody asked. I was part of the don't ask, don't tell policy. Like, you didn't ask, I didn't tell you. And so I get this frantic phone call.
Wait a minute.
From this guy. And he's like, who was the guy I just saw driving your car?
My part-time boyfriend.
I'm like, well, this is this guy.
See,
why?
That's not even fair because you can't really go because they didn't ask. It was okay. You were two-timing.
No, I wasn't in an exclusive relationship with anybody.
She was playing the field.
I had just gotten out of a very serious relationship. I didn't want to get into another serious relationship. One guy asked me out. About a week later, the other guy asked me out. I liked both of them. We started spending time together. It wasn't anything serious. That's why I had time to see both of them. And they just assumed that there was nobody else I was spending time with. that was a bad assumption that I could have probably cleared up for them earlier. But, you know, why would you introduce an awkward conversation if unnecessary?
Well, it's because you're leaving your both doors open. I get it. You don't want to close the door.
You've never had two women going at the same time?
Molly, no. Confucius.
Do three.
I'm very respectful to the opposite
you
sex.
Remember, Confucius say, woman who chased two rabbits catches neither.
Yep.
Ooh.
So what happened to the two men? Did you break both their hearts?
So the guy that found out, like, saw the other guy driving the car, he was like, I need some time to think. I'm like, you do what you need to do. He's like, I really did think that you were only seeing me. And I said, well, I give you. And then I spent a little bit more time with the other guy, but then neither one of them. Both of them were very short-lived dating situations. And then I met somebody else. And then you
moved on from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how it happens.
So did you keep your options open, people. You should always keep your options open.
Did you gleam anything from the notebook last night?
Yeah.
What?
Keep working on the house because it'll get done eventually. I don't know.
Marry that girl.
Marry her anyway. Mm-hmm. Marry that girl. No, it's just a good, I think it's just a good escape. I don't know. It's just a good escape. Deal. I mean, she comes back. There was a moment when she came back to check out the house. You know, she saw in the paper he was working on that house. I kind of changed it after that.
Yeah, moved on to something else.
But yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
It's great.
It's
I don't know what it is.
Guys will probably watch 30 minutes of it. I never get to the back end of it.
No.
I'm sure I've seen it once.
Because you know where it's going to go anyway.
The old people part.
Yeah. It's sad because Wylene hadn't seen it in a while and she couldn't remember. And I was like, you know, those two were, that's the story of those two. Then I started to remember how sad that was in the end. I'm like, all right, I think we're done. But yeah, notebooks on all the time. Movies, I wonder if more guys watch it than women.
The fantasy of these movies, though, is they always exist in the realm of the one romantic weekend. Which anyone can have. Anyone can be in a terrible relationship and still have like that really great weekend.
Yeah. Says Jeff from firsthand experience.
They never show you 2 weeks from now.
No, they don't. They don't.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning.
We've got the lovely chi. Yeah. The Wylene is the sweet Wylene.
I'm not nearly as sweet as Wylene.
But she's talking to us about engagements. You're in love with love.
Oh, I love love. But I like real love. I don't like fake love.
Well, love is real, though. I mean, everyone, even the people who, that...
Love is real. Real is love. Not,
what are you talking about? I don't know.
No, you just chimed in, but love is real.
But there are some people who try to force love. Like, it's not really love. It's like it's like they're trying to force something to happen because they see other people who are genuinely in love.
I don't know, but isn't that awful to say that about someone, though, when you don't really
know? I
don't know.
I know a couple that's like that.
Oh, you
do? Like, why are you guys together? That does not make sense. Like, they're great individually. Mm-hmm. Together, no, not so much.
She should be like a love... what could she do with love?
She's like the love guru.
There you go. You could
be
the
love doctor.
The love guru.
The love guru?
Yeah.
I'll have to study up. I would love to plan weddings, though. So
see? You could be the love planner.
Need help. It's a lot of fun. It's so fun. But it's just, you know, you want to make it perfect for the couple, but it really does, at the end of the day... I feel
it's
like
what, it's what party wants and Wylene.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like though I could easily plan.
Yeah, you're like Jennifer Lopez in that movie. You're like
the wedding planner.
You're the adorable wedding planner.
Aww,
see,
thanks.
But you're already married.
I am.
But if you weren't in your single life, she'd be.
I sold wedding gowns for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Did you really? And I didn't know that.
No, yeah. I'm like in. I love weddings.
Okay.
But I like genuine weddings.
Not
people
fake
who are
ones.
Like. Well, no, but there are some people who get so caught up in all things that they forget why they're getting married and why they're having a wedding.
Look at that. See? Look at that.
Wait, so did that make you a little jaded when you're selling wedding dresses?
No.
Mm-mm. Like, go talk to the gals up the street. The Knot is right across the street.
That
is
a
building, the Hive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full of gals over there selling the dream.
Well, it's not just
a dream. Living the dream, right?
Like, being part of that is a big deal. I don't know. I think I just live in a...
I like what you do. You've sold me.
We've decided today we're going to try and get Party's entire wedding comped.
Yeah.
We've
only been working on it an hour. We might have to pick it up later.
And now it has value to us.
You know.
Molly, what are you trying to say?
This reminds me that I had a dream that Peter and I got divorced and remarried last night.
Who'd you marry?
I was wedding dress shopping. No, I was remarrying him. We were one of those crazy couples that got divorced and then get remarried. And I was out wedding dress shopping for my wedding dress to get remarried to Peter.
That's funny.
It was this totally leggy number. Like, I was like, I can't go down the aisle. I make the wrong move and everybody's seeing the goods.
Yeah.
That sounds like something like Pink would do, right?
Yes.
Divorce and then marry your husband. So you can go dress shopping.
All right, so 11 o'clock hour, Jay-Z, 1 o'clock hour, Channel in the City.
Last week, you
qualified. All right, have a good show, dude. Thanks, y'all. See you tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel
94.1. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.